Flying to my town. Flying to the roof. Gonna buy this fucking shield.
This week on
Hello and welcome back to the All Range Mode podcast. This is episode, I think, 148.
I don't know.
Yep. My name's TJ.
Joe.
And Dan.
Yeah. All right.
We have so many games to talk about.
Wait a minute.
But
is it 148? I thought we did 150 and like just breezed by.
No, we didn't. We definitely didn't hit 150.
I thought we were like 192.
No.
Who knows, man?
I'm certain we didn't hit 150.
Okay.
We're getting there.
So, maybe we haven't done the podcast in a while and we felt like it today. So, here we are. Zelda is the game to talk about, so we're going to talk about Zelda.
Update. I'm holding, Dan's Switch.
Oh, yeah.
Which he loves.
You love it? I love Zelda.
Which he loves, yeah. Well, it's good. It's very nice.
It is nice. It's quality. As long as you don't ever disassemble it. Don't take the Joy-Cons out. They will eventually just...
Yeah.
They just don't click in anymore. They just sit in
there. Wait a minute.
Loose.
So really? What about Mario Kart?
It seems so well-constructed.
I'm buying it.
Yeah, but am I going to be able to play using this little tiny one?
And
you can play with that little tiny one?
No.
I'm not going to buy a pro controller.
Yes.
So I have to buy a Switch for you to play Switch with me?
Yes. No. We can take him out. We just have to be very...
I want this thing.
Very careful. Buy it, you just get that one.
I know.
Bonus! You missed out yesterday, dude. You should have came.
Here, you want this
thing? We had a good half an
hour
hangout.
You guys weren't talking to me.
You're overthinking it.
Oh, no.
I was the first
one.
I didn't even realize.
Like, I wasn't
by four.
Why did you guys make a plan that I was involved in?
There was not a plan. Here's what happened. Jess went to the hospital,
uh-huh.
And I wasn't at the hospital. So she, in the middle of the night, goes to the fucking hospital. I wake up to a text message. I'm just at home with Jack. Now I can't go to work. So I had to go back to sleep for an hour, which was not terrible.
That was probably fine.
And then I brought Jack to school, and then... I talked to Jess and see what she's doing, and I had to go pick her up, and he had to come. I hit the mic.
It's okay.
He had to come to bring
Jess's
her
car
back because they wouldn't let her drive because they gave her morphine. So I just asked him to do me a favor because I was driving through LaSalle, and then I was like, we're going to make plans afterwards. Mm. And then you were bailed by that point.
Yeah. All the while, I was thinking, like, TJ's on the way.
Honestly.
I don't know. I was waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting.
I can see how,
yeah,
after
yeah.
the fact, like,
okay.
I was in a bit of a rush to get to the hospital to get...
You guys got to remember, there's, like, an hour lead time.
I know.
Right? And, like, the whole time, like, I was, are you going
to
go?
I knew, given the
and
circumstances that you didn't know about, you could be offended.
And here's the other thing. We do shorter hangouts.
Yeah.
And, like, it's got to be... It takes you 2 hours. So we're going to hang out for three. That's kind of, you know, like,
know.
So...
Right, so you're looking for, like...
So, anyways, I'm progressively getting more upset.
Plus, we've been bailing lately.
And I'm like, come on, man, fuck, what the hell?
Did you think maybe we were going to bail, so you wanted, like, a secure plan?
Yes. Right. I thought there was a bail. Not, yeah, I could have just
you
driven
felt
into
like we
town.
Were bailing. I got it now.
If you guys could communicate, all I needed was more communication.
Yeah.
Like,
I
like,
went back and looked
if you
and
said,
I wasn't saying shit, and neither were you, really, because I just called Joe on the phone and, like,
right.
straight up.
Yeah, telephone.
Well, that's the thing. I was like, why didn't you just text, hey, Joe, come over? And then I'd have been like, oh, you guys are hanging out? I'm just sitting here waiting. You know
so
what I mean?
You're looking for info in that thread.
All I need was more communication. If you guys both said, like, TJ, just make your way here and we'll figure it out,
yeah.
I'd have been gone.
I thought I did that. With the sarcastic, you know, like...
I didn't know if Dan was going to bail and, like, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I didn't bail. I hung out.
No, you didn't. You didn't.
Uh-huh. Still, mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
Nothing.
Anyways, we're here now.
I'm here again?
It's fine.
I'm just playing it.
Why
are you weird? He said it weird, and I was like,
ooh,
story here. Like,
I'm sorry. I missed it.
Me?
Well, you didn't know if Dan was going to bail.
I don't bail.
I know.
I bail. No, I'm pretty straightforward with things. I'm like... Yeah, I'm not doing it. I'm out.
No, but like, what, you'll be at work at 4 o'clock and be like, we're going to hang out. And then you decide at 5 o'clock you're not going to. And then you'll say, you're straightforward.
That does
But you
happen.
Still change your mind.
It's happened. I'm so
Which
tired.
Is cool, man.
I don't blame you.
We don't
I don't
really
blame
put pressure
you.
On
I don't want
to
do today.
Though.
I want to chew this gum, but we're talking.
Anyways, I'm glad we hung out today because.
Yeah, I was like,
I wish Chad was here.
This
I miss
really
Chad.
Personal stuff right now.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I know.
I miss
it's like, our podcast is nothing if not personal.
Yeah, I know.
I miss Chad too. But
yeah,
you know.
Chad's busy.
I haven't seen him in a month.
He's busy.
Yeah, he said the same thing yesterday. We only
He's
saw him
busy.
For like 5 minutes.
Is he coming over?
No. He's not said a word all day.
No, he hasn't.
Okay. That's fine.
It is fine. He's doing his thing. We miss him. We miss Chad. Chad, we miss you.
Maybe they'll hear our call through the podcast.
No, but we could have just as easily done this yesterday, and then it would have been TJ that wasn't there. We miss TJ.
We do miss TJ. We actually said that around the fire, so... Like, fucking TJ didn't come tonight. What a dick. He's probably...
I was like... Open these amiibos.
I was like, he's probably mad, thinking, like, he doesn't know the situation of the hospital thing. I'm like, he just thinks that we completely ignored him until he bailed. I'm like, he's... He didn't even... I'm like, I'm not explaining it through text.
Oh, shit. Open the amiibos.
All right. So we're doing an unboxing now of how fucking late these things are. Amazon.com, I thought, was supposed to be the bomb for delivery.
I get everything in 2 days.
I said 2 to 8 days. It didn't come for fucking 2 weeks.
Get to the punchline.
That's it.
Didn't Amazon take care of you? Like,
oh, but I was refunded all my money.
Nice.
And I don't know what I'm getting.
And I'm still complaining.
No, I'm not. I didn't get the amiibos. I was refunded for the amiibos and didn't get them. I got the Switch carrying case. Ooh, nice. Ooh la la.
And that will carry it with the dongles
glass
attached.
Screen protectors. Do-do-do-do-do-do. And a fucking pot for Jess because she loves Brand of Tarth.
Really?
Yeah.
How can you love Brand of Tarth?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, Brand of Tarth sucks. Actually, Shelby wants to start doing the rewatch. Like, and we got to get started. Because when's season
7? I don't know how she likes Brand of Tarth. Like, why do you fucking like her?
Who's this asshole? Is this guy going to fucking...
Oh, you know what? Like, she's cool. But, like, I'm still playing. There's a lot of cool characters to like.
I can tell you right now, I'm fucking really happy that those amiibos were refunded. I don't care if I didn't get them. I don't want them.
No?
I was like, I'm done with Zelda. I wanted them, like, it was a spontaneous thing.
You wanted it for the gear?
Yeah, I was kind of like, I'll play them and get that sweet shit. And I thought you'd get some pretty cool stuff.
I have one amiibo. Can you guess what it is? The answer is no, you cannot.
No.
What?
But you're going to guess anyways.
What? I don't know, Animal Crossing.
Bill? Wait a minute. So I just have to guess at one of any? You have one amiibo. Let's think. Why would he have gotten...
So it was something my kid got into. One of the first video games. And then I was just like, oh, I'll just get it for him.
Toad?
Good guess.
Yoshi.
Wait. No, sorry. Not a good guess. What? I don't know why I thought it was a good guess.
Sorry. Well, wait, who was it then, asshole?
Star Fox. Fox McCloud.
Oh, you got a Fox McCloud one?
Yeah.
I got a Fox one, too.
That's pretty late.
Yeah.
He's cool.
I
like the look of it.
They came up with Smash Brothers, which is pretty smart. Because they could get all their fucking characters out all at the same time.
Yeah, but...
That was big. Everyone wanted every single one of them.
Yeah, but...
And now they're like... So many.
There's too many.
Like your fucking Splatoons.
I ain't buying no fucking Splatoons.
I know. I can't even support that. I can't.
They have every
that.
Animal Crossing.
Especially now.
And they all just like little animals.
In this post Zelda world, I have much higher expectations from those guys.
Yeah, we'll see.
You better keep making good games, assholes.
Yeah, right.
Because we're on the hook right now. You're like, you got us.
Well, we won't see another one of these for two more console generations.
I know, Zelda. Well, unless they do like a sequel or
for real though. Like I ain't joking. That's not gonna happen. We're never gonna see, this may be the last Zelda game ever.
They could reuse this engine for anything.
They won't.
You don't think so?
No.
No.
They have to smarten up. Like they if they don't deliver quick, then
they won't. Nintendo never does what they should do.
It doesn't need to be quick.
They just don't.
It needs to be quality.
Man, Nintendo
goes. The next one will be Pokemon. Promise.
Pokemon would be dope as
fuck. I swear to God.
It's happening.
And in between that, Mario is coming. There is a Mario game made for this.
Yeah, I know.
And they've been working on it since fucking...
Did you see that video, though?
What was the Mario game? Oh, Odyssey? Mario 3D World.
Did you see that fucking world, though? They're like real humans.
Yeah, that was lame. But it's probably so much fun.
I hope that's just one world. Like, I hope it's like Mario 64 and there's many worlds with like, you know, a hub world.
Yeah, we can talk about this till the cows come home.
Till the cows come home. All right.
What were we talking about? Your amiibos. Oh, I thought you were going to open up
amiibos.
Yeah,
there aren't any. They were refunded. I got them from some weird
letdown
site off Amazon. You know what I mean? You know how it like comes from someone else?
A different seller?
Yeah. Yeah, it was like a weird seller. They were super cheap. They were like $3. But there was like, I don't know, $3.50 shipping. But if you spent this much money, shipping was free. So I bought these to get the free shipping. And then they're just like, amiibos are canceled. And sent me my money back.
They probably got all bought up. You know, I bought a bunch of Fallout pop figures.
Yeah.
And they just sent the wrong ones. Like,
so what'd you do? Complain and get the right ones?
And complain, and they said keep them. And then some of them I sent back.
I would have never sent any of them back.
Well, you don't get your money back if you don't send them back. Here's the thing. All you got to do is put it back in the box, put a sticker on it, and put it in your mailbox, and they pick it up.
Easy peasy.
Yeah. But I have like a Super Mutant Behemoth that I didn't really want, but they're like, just keep it. We'll give you your money back.
Good deal.
Yeah, I'm like, fine.
Edge of Duality.
Well, it was sounds awesome. They've done it to me a few times.
61, baby.
Yeah, it's a beast. But I hate the broadswords, or the big swords, you know, like the two-handers.
Yeah, I know.
F that.
Yeah, I know, man.
So right now I'm actually wanting some good fucking weapons.
You have some, you're carrying so much trash. It's unbelievable. The rods, yeah, you've had them for the whole game because at some point you might need them.
Well, in case I run out of flint, which I started using flint, but it's nice to have that to light things on fire.
I have like 90 flint.
Yeah, I know. How many flint do I have?
Listen to his excuse. Watch this.
Where is it? One look diamond. Look at the rocks, couple motherfucker. More. Here, sort.
Okay. Where's your flint? No, it's going to be
he's got zero.
No, he's got flint.
I got flint. 38.
You got tons of flint, boy.
So throw the like the thing away?
Yes. I don't know.
You know what? You can't throw them away. When I'm like ready to throw something away, you can't do this that way.
I know
what? Because I always chuck them.
Listen,
do you? Like,
yeah.
Do you go
problem.
Into your inventory and then drop, or do you just grab like a fucking huge hammer and then go?
Sometimes I chuck them.
Launch the hammer as far as you can. Goodbye. I found a better weapon.
Dude, the Master Sword is so good.
It's amazing. It's see, that's why I have shitty gear, is because the Master Sword is my go-to. And like when that...
It is my go-to, because it recharges out, so quickly.
Yeah, when it runs out, I just grab the closest thing, Royal Broadsword. And then like, unless I'm mining, then I grab one of these pieces of shit and break it over something. Like these are here just to...
What is
like,
that?
The this one actually breaks rocks in one hit. And it I don't think it'll... you get it in Goron place. So when you break rocks with it, it's like made to break rocks. So it doesn't break.
Come on.
Hi-ya, hi-ya. It takes longer to.
I don't believe that.
Look at this fucking animation. Strange. All right, you guys want to talk about Horizon?
Yeah.
I guess...
We're spoiling it.
Everyone likes Zelda, right? We're all happy with it.
Yeah, we're going to talk.
TJ, you didn't really even tell us about it.
TJ's
I told you last week.
As much as we do.
Yeah, like I like it a lot. I just... well, actually, I'm kind of with what you said. You were kind of like, yeah, it's not the best game. You listed off every problem with Zelda.
Yeah,
he was hard on it though.
No, I wasn't.
No,
you were totally hard.
No, I wasn't.
On it.
He didn't say how much those affected it. He said
no,
it was still
no,
a great
no.
game.
I just said
he just listed the qualms.
These are the things that I don't
that you want more from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
But trust me, dude. I wouldn't. I'm fucking still playing it.
It's kind of like why
I
he can't
my
call
Switch
it the best
here.
Game.
All right, relax. So, and what were those things? That was you said okay. Well, the ones that I wasn't okay with. What was it?
The graphics.
The graphics was a huge... I was like, that's out
the game
line.
Can look You're good. I mean, the lighting line. Sometimes is beautiful when it's like hitting the blades of grass and stuff in open fields.
Are you kidding? Look how great it is.
Can I complain about screen tearing then?
I don't have... Buddy, playing it on Wii U, there's nothing.
I played on Wii U.
Dude, no.
Really?
The Switch has an update.
I have no
update.
Screen tearing.
Wow, did it change things. It's,
yeah.
It runs so much smoother now.
They released an update even for Wii U that reduces the amount of tearing that
like
happens.
Like when I headshotted guys before, it would freeze for a good second.
Yeah, frame rate, whatever you call it.
Yeah, I just think that's fine. Like it does. Like the game is not Twitch-based. I'm not getting hit because of it. Like it's just...
Mine looks a lot better than this.
No, I'm just saying like it's a minor gripe.
Yeah.
Mine looks more like crisp.
Yeah, like when you're looking at his
cartoon or like cell shading,
you can tell. Yeah, when you're changing your gear and stuff.
Yeah, like your lettering, even the lettering is blub.
So what else did you say
about the game?
Yeah. The graphics, you're out of line because it looks great.
That was the
types,
one that I pushed.
The enemy types I can
handle.
Enemy
types are stupid. They just we have red ones are the weak ones. Then there's blue, and then comes black. But guess what? After that,
but like
there's white. And instead of white doing absolutely nothing, they drop stones. That's it. That's the only difference.
They're harder. They have better weapons. So it's part of the combat.
They have
like,
goblin.
Well, I mean, club. You're at like a late stage in the game now. Like they have bad weapons now, but back when you were
I used
getting
a lot
like
of that
soldier
shit,
swords
yeah.
and good
I used
shields.
That shit a lot. I used a lot of stupid fucking clubs because they had high damage.
Oh, you said the shrines, most of them are just too easy.
The shrines
and I
are mostly
completely agree with that.
Way too easy. Sometimes I'm like
the first
shocked.
30 shrines I did. I was like, I just did 30 shrines that are all so simple. I hated it.
There's a couple.
And then
that
finally, I got into
some
that were challenging.
That I'm like, eh.
I'm a shrine forgiver. I like that you get a reward in everyone, and you get a orb in everyone, and you get a spawn point in everyone. So yeah, like,
no, that's great,
and they're quick. It's like I like okay. You know, I like that they're quick.
I like that it's
but they did
a small puzzle.
They focused so it's quick, on those so I, much that they harder. They didn't focus on the main. Like Zelda's known for
yeah, dungeons. So temples. You are missing some things. I would say you're more miss like the elaborate finding heart pieces. I'm really missing the hook shot. Yeah.
What the fuck? Why is there no
and like shot? There was key elements of Zelda games that
dude, this are game missed. Is focused on climbing rocks. Why is there no hookshot?
I don't know. I was shocked.
They chose climbing instead.
But well, the hookshot
late
is
late game, like hookshot. Like
guys, in modern Zelda games, you get two.
Yeah, guys, late game
got the hookshots.
Yeah, in modern Zelda, you get two of them. You're flying around like Spider-Man.
Should you do in this world with double hookshots?
Yeah,
DLC double hookshots. Motherfucker. Possible. Hookshots called it.
Never
heard it here first on all range mode.
They could spit out a sequel to this, like in engine. You know what I mean,
dude? They're not gonna.
They could.
They could
with hookshots.
Oh yeah, they could do that. Yeah.
They did it with Majora's Mask.
They're not going to do it with this game. Fuck, would I be happy if they did?
Imagine I want
in two
one, like,
years, there's another one. It's like, what?
You know you're outside most of the time, right? Like, the whole game is outdoors.
Yeah, it's best outdoors.
Yeah, it's so good.
It's strongest outdoors, absolutely.
Just make it indoors and make it Metroid. Same engine.
Dude, yeah, these are cool. These would be fantastic things.
This is what I do. Stupid me.
Shit that does happen, though. A guy I work with today, he called in a radio station for one of those things. Like, call now and win a fucking trip to this place. And he called in, and he was whatever number caller, and he won like a 13 or 11 night trip to Costa Rica.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
And usually like, it's concert tickets or something.
Dude, yeah. I've called in like twice in my life, and it's I won once.
5. And this actually happened.
Yeah, it's not that hard to win. Like, I feel like...
I'm shocked. Like... He actually put it on Facebook and everybody's commenting on it. Like, it's a real thing. It actually happened.
So he was just paying attention to the radio.
Yeah. And the craziest thing is he's like, they're eloping by chance. Just that, like, they're going to Las Vegas in a couple weeks. Like, I think in a week. And they're getting married. Nice. This guy and his wife. And now they won their honeymoon.
That's cool.
Pretty slick.
Sweet, right?
Good for him.
Pretty neat.
That's fucking awesome. That is like an awesome thing.
It's a fucking...
Imagine that happened.
Maybe it's 9 nights. And maybe I'm exaggerating, but it's more than a week. It's absolutely more than a week.
Sure, sure.
Even a week, man. That's, you know? All you gotta do is take time off.
Oh, and he's getting it, for sure. Bye. I'm doing this. I'm going.
I say we hit Horizon.
Oh, my God. Horizon is so good.
I don't
We're
have
spoiling
a,
it,
like
dude.
A,
You're not gonna
Yeah, that's
play
fine.
It.
That's fine.
I kind of want to, like... Give it to Joe, but I know he'll never play it.
I can't because I don't have a system that will read discs. I promise. I want to play that game.
No, you're right.
And like, I have an awakening now. Like, I can use games. Like, if I don't like, just a small. I don't know. Like, I've always played games, but I like games. I would play more. I have Doom.
You should play.
But Doom. My fucking PlayStation's broken.
You know what's funny is I have two
and I played Battlefield. I was thinking. I was reminiscing about Battlefield, and I was like, you know what? I gave that game like a lot of time for a good while. Played it with everybody, and like we don't have to feel bad that we don't play it because we did play it.
I played it this week.
Yeah,
yeah.
I've been thinking about it. I almost like tried to convince you guys tonight, but
fuck
like,
my
it's
life.
Not
that
happen.
Game is so fucking addictive.
You still play it?
I played it. I didn't play it for like a month. I played the Horizon for like weeks, a couple weeks, and I've been playing Zelda for now a couple weeks.
I love Zelda. Though.
So it's been a solid month where I was out of it. I didn't even play the DLC. So like everybody's good, and I'm jumping into maps that are fucking confusing.
Sure.
Like, they're what not... What? Battlefield. Battlefield maps. They have 40 maps.
Oh, really? Do you have to pay... Do I have to buy those?
Yeah. They're good, though. They are actually pretty good maps. There's, like, a lot of diversity. There's new weapons, which I have not unlocked one yet.
Mm. Yeah.
Joe, I want to fix your PlayStation
4. Do it.
I feel like when we pushed on it and held down... It worked. So I feel like there's just like a screw loose. Like literally just something not tight.
I would love you. I would love you if you did that for me.
That or like literally I have two. One is just my sister's borrowing it. And she's probably not even using it.
You have two?
I never sold my original.
Oh yeah, you have a pro now, eh?
So.
The sweetest donation of all time.
Not.
I'm just borrowing it.
Borrowing.
Because I'm thinking about. Dude. Oh, I got.
The sweetest donation of all time. It becomes a home console.
I've basically given it to my sister. She's like, can I buy it? I said, sure, $240 or some shit. I gave her like a, what I thought was like a good deal. And then she's like, oh, I'll think about it. And then it's been like 4 months.
Okay, give me my fucking PlayStation back, bud.
So maybe I'll snag it.
We're not talking about this right now. It's making me uncomfortable.
Yeah, Horizon. The generosity. Okay, Horizon.
So, okay.
The generosity. Yeah.
No, I'm not giving it to you.
You want me to buy it from you?
No, I'm going to let you borrow it to play games.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I think that's a really nice thing.
Oh, whatever.
Open some doors. I'd be able to watch Blu-rays again.
I want to try to fix yours.
So, TJ, you finished Horizon today.
Yeah, I played a lot last night, actually, and then today again.
So you started to really power through the story.
Yep.
But probably halfway through.
Yeah, maybe a little past.
And then just fucking crushed the story, like, straight.
Yeah, it was great.
You missed a lot of cool side stuff, but...
I did a lot of stuff up until Meridian. You know what I mean?
Did you do all...
In a little past.
Did you do all the hunting grounds?
No.
Buddy, you get, like, dope gear.
I was kind of hoping there was, like, a level above purple.
There's not.
Is there unique gear that you can only get through hunting grounds?
Yeah.
Okay, because I just bought most everything, and it's really good. Like,
there's like a really, really good sling, I think, and stuff. But like my main bow was that one that shoots fire.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like that purple one that shoots fire. It's not the war bow.
Yeah, yeah.
That one's dope. You just put 3 fucking fire coils on it, and you rape everything. Like, I rape that game. Joe actually watched me play one fight.
Yeah.
I made him put the headphones on, and I just had him sit right in front of the screen, and played.
Here's the thing, Dan. I was made to stand next to the screen, if you remember.
Well, I had to be
so cool. It was like, cool. But I could see how, like, and then, yeah, Dan was playing, and he kept trying to talk to me, but I had the sound from the game, like, blaring in my headphones. So yeah. Dan would turn around and be like, and I was just like, uh-huh.
I was fighting the T-Rex thing.
No, 2 of them. And like you wanted to fight one, but then there was 2 and you're like, I could do this.
I did it.
And then like they were giving them hell though. It wasn't suave.
No, it wasn't. At like one point they fucked me up. And then I realized you can absolutely rape those things too with ice.
Mm.
Like freeze them and then you know when you shoot their disc launchers off their back?
Yeah.
You pick up and just ka-do. If they're frozen when you do that, one will rape it to death. Like, done.
You know, I just figured out yesterday how to... you keep shooting them with one element, and then it raises up to a point.
Yeah, that's why fire goes crazy. I had no idea.
Yeah, well, I just figured that out.
Dude, and you fire that bow, like... Patoom,
patoom, patoom, yeah, and I get, like, the... I just got, like, the 3 arrow thing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Does that only take the cost of 1 arrow?
No, it takes the cost of 3.
Fuckers, eh?
Who cares?
Arrows, I mean, I have tons of resources. Like, crazy. I was actually getting short on resources near the end of the game because I would rely on that sharpshooter bow, the like armor piercing shot one. I forget what the fuck.
Tear, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I use that one for everything.
Sure.
Like, it rapes. You have no arrows?
No, I have arrows. I wanted to mess around with my bow because you're talking about bow fighting.
Why do you have no arrows?
Hey, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. You were talking about bow fighting. So is the bow fighting like... I'm super happy with this.
It's fucking way better than this game.
So what do you do?
You can slow time.
Slow time is what makes it so awesome. I know that's like been done in every game before, but like,
well, you can do that in this game. But I don't mean to.
That's like you. It's an ability. You like as time goes on, you just and you got to like pick your shots. That's what makes the game so sweet. Is there's all these different beasts.
You have to be in the air in this game. That does change things.
Fucking right. You can.
Yeah, in Horizon, it automatically does it when you're in the air.
That's so.
Or
funny.
When you're sliding, if you have a perk. And then you can also trigger it just while moving around.
That's cool.
And you got a pretty long limit if you get the perk that increases it.
Yeah.
And it's all about... How's the sound when you slow down time? What does it sound like?
Exactly what you think.
Do you hear your heartbeat? Like...
No.
Nothing?
No.
What does it do?
I don't remember. It's just...
Like a standard...
It's like a Mass Effect slowdown?
Probably a little less sci-fi than Mass Effect.
Yeah. So, but like, what makes the beasts so cool is they all have different... Remember what you liked about fucking that Mexican game?
Mexican Guac wrestler Melee. Game. Yeah. Melee. Yeah.
That was not meant to be racist.
No,
luchadores. It's like...
So, yeah, like, you...
They had different ability, like, different weaknesses that you had, like, to switch things in out. Like, hey, so it's like that. You would have to, like, take their shield off of a certain part and then hit inside of there with, like, this type of elemental damage to do massive damage. And some of the bigger beasts, like, the, there's big ones, right? The one I fought was, like, a big T-Rex, and then there's a big fucking bird called Storm Birds or Storm Hawks or something.
I forget. The small ones are Glint Hawks. And then
yeah,
the...
they're fucking cool, monstrous. Cool. Like, its thing is huge, and it just, like... shoots crazy blue
electric balls at you.
It's amazing.
Yeah, the I game play
looks
it.
It's got like three different points in the wing and then the one in the chest so that are like weak points.
Yeah. The game looks so incredibly beautiful.
So dude, the faces are unreal. Yeah. And the eyes
eyes are creepily good.
They're so good.
They really are.
I'm gonna play it. Like
the eyes are like three times as good as any game I've ever seen.
Okay. I'll like, stop talking insane. About how I want to play it. That's sweet.
I can't wait for you to play it.
Yeah.
But I'm still going to spoil
Go ahead.
A big part of it.
I don't care.
The actual story, like... So we're going to go into full spoilers, absolutely. So if you don't want to hear it, Zach...
The game's been out for like 100 fucking...
But everyone's been playing this. Zelda.
Zach played Horizon.
Yeah, he did. And he's the only one who's going to listen.
I wonder if...
Probably not even him.
We're making this for him, so I hope he listens. I'm going to call him out when I post it on Facebook.
Exactly. We made another episode for him to listen.
For you.
Sorry, it's only been me playing music for 2 months.
Subzack Soda.
3 months or whatever.
Hey,
it's Joe, and there's a song I want you to hear.
Okay, so I didn't know how I would enjoy the story. Because it was like robot dinosaurs, like really... I mean, it looks cool. It should be fun. Great. But then I played it. And it's, like, so good voice acting. The story is actually surprisingly good. So what the beasts are...
What did you think it was going to be?
I didn't know. Like I didn't look into it.
Like a Japanese... Fuck, dude, Japan, I didn't know. Like a...
Just some bullshit excuse to have...
Yeah.
Mechanical dinosaurs.
Some bullshit excuse to have robot dinosaurs. And I was like, this is going to be stupid.
So it'd be bad.
I thought for sure it was going to be a bad story. Like, I was like, this game looks pretty cool, but
okay.
It's going to be...
I'm feeling you.
I thought it was going to be, like, a standard tribal, like...
Yeah, and I was like, there's a lot of hype behind it.
Mystery. Far Cry Primal, like, bad. Because that game was bad.
That game
was... But they didn't talk.
Anyway, it was so much better than I expected it to be, and, like...
I did love that game.
Almost right off the bat, and, like, Aloy... I hate her name.
Not me. I'm fine with it.
Aloy.
It's not Aloy, like, metal, but...
Aloy's fine.
I don't like it. It's whatever. But she's really good. She's really, really good as a character. Like, she's no pushover at all.
She's a badass. Cool.
She's pretty fucking, like, she's a good character. She's like a fucking name in PlayStation now.
I like strong female presence in my world right now.
She's dope. Because,
you know, I got a little girl.
My stomach is going... But, So, like, the main thing is all the beasts and everything were, like, a company made weapons.
Pharaoh.
Right.
The Pharaoh Company, yeah.
They made weapons.
Uh-huh.
And then the weapons...
So-called peacekeepers.
Yeah, and then they were huge war machines, like, the ones that you didn't see. Like, this thing is just a giant machine on kind of, like, legs, and it just shoots missiles. That's all it's got is, like... things that open up with missiles.
Do you fight those?
Yeah.
Nice.
They're fucking... those are easy fights, though, actually. Considering how big they are.
Well, you know what? That's easy. Okay. That's okay. Like,
they're not as mobile as other ones. They're kind of just standstill, but they're...
Yeah.
Like, tanks.
What I'm doing, Dan, like... The reason I'm going to play this, and I don't know if I've ever been able to articulate this, but it's like, I want to... And Zelda's makes me realize this. It's like, I want to be like there. I want to see the game. It looks beautiful. I think it's going to sound great. Like,
I'm not trying to sell you on it. I'm trying to tell you the story.
What? So why did I say that?
Like, you thought Dan was selling you?
I don't know. I'm not trying to sell you. I'm just trying to tell you the story.
Huh.
I want to talk to TJ about it too, because I'm sure you had no idea that's what it was, because I didn't.
Nope. And I have some questions to, like, clarity. Like, what do you think this meant?
Okay. So
I'm into it, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. So... They became, I don't know, aware or something, and like turned on humans, so, and they were going to destroy Earth.
Yeah, like there was this whole conversation about like, the encryption to turn this thing off or whatever, right? You wanted it uncrackable, and then they made it so that way the algorithm was bad, so like self-preservation of these robots.
Yeah.
And they feed on organic fuel.
So there's this woman, this doctor who makes Gaia, which is like an AI that is going to... Like,
the company that makes it
Earth
says...
Earth is going to die. Like, they're like, humanity will be eradicated by these things. We know when it's going to happen. Like, based on calculations, like how much time we have left. So we know how much time we have to build something to save us. And this woman realizes there is no time to save them. So what she does is she creates an AI.
She starts with Project Zero Dawn.
Yeah.
And they lie to the public saying that the soldiers got to fight off the robots long enough for Zero Dawn to be executed and save humanity.
But that's the cool part. It had nothing to do with saving humanity.
Yeah, it was bullshit. They knew
humanity
they were
doing. Is going to die. But what Gaia does is brings life back like 600 or four. How many years? Hundreds of years.
More later. Than a half century, they said. Is
And she's a descendant of like the Zero Dawn? Is that what it's...
Yeah.
So Zero Dawn is the project to restart life on the planet after the robots destroy everything. Yeah.
Beautiful.
She just wanted to keep humanity going.
And there's like seven different parts. Extinction.
I can dig that. Yeah, that's
so
sweet.
They come back into the world as tribal people because...
Right.
That's what they are. Like, they had no technology. They came into a world where these beasts were, you know, running things. And the reason they are beasts is they, like, harvest things to create more of them. They're always making more. There's, like,
they self-replicate.
Underground shit.
Oh, nice.
Like, they create their own.
There's, like, so, really cool what's fucking... the... So, what am I looking at for a sequel, though? Like, how does it end? And like,
First of all,
so yeah, so I'm looking at one of many of these Horizon games, and that's like the origin of the story. Yeah.
So like, something goes wrong in the story where like the knowledge of the old people. Actually, this is a really cool point. You want me to spoil this too?
Yeah, go.
Yeah, like the guy who created the Pharaoh robots and made the mistake and doomed humanity pulls in this Elizabeth Sobeck, okay, who looks just like you, by the way, looks like Aloy. And he says, save like the world. So he creates Gaia. And you get to meet all the people, all the different like stages of Gaia to restart society. And then he says, you know what? Knowledge is a disease. It's what made us create these robots, which ended up killing us. So he literally kills everyone involved. And he deletes this whole Apollo aspect of Gaia, which is like the knowledge.
I don't know any of the, like what any of this is. So like I'm trying to keep up.
Okay, Gaia is, it's like, there's like seven parts to it. One is like terraforming to rebuild the Earth. Another one is like, called Apollo, which is all the knowledge of the old humanity. So when they reboot society, there's, Gaia is this huge thing that like reboots, life, okay?
It's crazy that you guys learned all of this, like, in the game.
Yeah, they show like little records of people doing things, right? Like, holograms.
I played the game for like 60 hours.
It's a crazy
hours.
Fucking story, man. Like, there's so much going on.
I don't know, just the fact that humanity was gone and then rebirthed. And, like, Aloy comes back even later than that. I still don't quite understand why she was so late. Like, she was obviously special because she was
let's
so
think.
Back.
So I wanted to ask you. Okay, let's finish it out. The story for Joe, anyways. And then I'll talk about that, right?
So, yeah, there's Gaia, the bad one, and then or the good one. And then there's obviously the evil one. There's another bad AI that's trying to take over everything.
Yeah, part of Gaia is this thing called Hades that is meant to, like, they're expecting that when they reboot life, it'll go wrong the first time. Hades destroys it all, and then it starts again 100 years later, maybe. Like, literally.
Until you can, like, figure out how to overcome the Hades thing?
No. Hades is there.
To eradicate if something goes
wrong. It's good.
Wrong.
It's good. It's part of the system. It's like, they needed time to break this encryption. So maybe, like, the reboot and the encryption isn't, I don't know, done, or, like, something goes. I forget exactly the details, but Hades is meant to just, like, undo the life that it created, to destroy life, and then they start again. And then they do it again and again until they get it right. And the Hades doesn't need to be there after that. But Hades goes wrong and it, for whatever reason, tries to destroy...
everything.
Yeah, life. Everything. Like, and Gaia.
That's how it ends?
No.
You have to destroy Hades.
So you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, you don't, actually.
Well, you think you do. You defeat something. And then, and then he's, like, suckled into the guy who's been helping you the entire game.
And this guy admits in the end that he's always been after knowledge.
Yeah, the whole time he's actually an asshole to you. And he's only using you because she's the one who's able to get through all the doors that he never was able to. Because she has the same DNA as this Dr. Sobeck, who was... you know, in all of these facilities, and so it scans her at the doors, and it has like a 98% or 99.8% like DNA match. So it's like, welcome, Dr. Sobeck. Doors open for you.
So she can change the world.
She can go in. She found everything out. None of this was known to anyone. So when the game lets you know that this has happened, they are also finding out. For like the first person in the world is finding out that that's true.
And that's how it ends.
Well, then you find him, and then he ends up like. Taking Hades and talking to him and saying, like, we're going to work together.
Yeah, so like, He goes, she says to him,
I'm going
to
get more knowledge from you.
You've made up for all the bad you did, because you started this bad thing with Hades. You gave Hades knowledge of our world so it could destroy us.
What do you think the sequel will be? Like
another one, but more new beasts and better story.
So yeah, what's his
like
name?
Destiny 2? Like
this guy's really is bad
Destiny game. 2, right? Like they're just like start over. Like what is Destiny 2? What can you tell me about
start
that?
Over? Start Destiny 1, but 2.
Yeah,
is this another one?
Yeah,
different story.
The tower has been destroyed.
They're focused on the story now much more. You can tell by the commercials and advertisements already. They're doing what they were probably supposed to do with Destiny 1.
Now, I think so.
Because they've had all the time to actually do what they want to do.
Destiny 1 was incredible.
Destiny 1 I liked had it. Some good...
I liked it.
Some good shit. Like, the gameplay itself is what made it so...
Yeah, they just recognized fun. That in the end it was all about it. Loot, so they just focused on that.
Yeah.
Now they're going to make it about loot and have a good story that goes with it. Hopefully.
It won't be good. It's going to be cheesy. Yeah. Spongy.
It's not,
the jokes have been spot on.
It's become one of many games, though. To be honest, like there's a lot more. There's a lot of games out right now, coming out and like.
What's coming out? We're kind of through it. Maybe Red Dead.
Yes, that Detroit game. Red Dead sometime this
if
year.
If Detroit even happens this year, if Red Dead even happens this year.
What else we got?
None of this is confirmed, man. Like, I kind of hope this E3 this year. I'm talking about something because TJ's not here.
What three?
I hope E3 this year. Is one of those E3s where it's like, and it's out this November! Like, that's the thing. Everybody's doing that. I hope it's a crazy...
Do you think there'll be, like, a Scorpio launch game? Like, a one that's, you know, really...
They've already kind of talked about that. I forget what it is. I don't care. It can't look that much better.
You don't think?
Then the PS4 Pro? Like... Here's the difference, though.
Yeah.
Okay, so what?
Maybe it is a bigger computer. That's
maybe all. It looks a little bit better.
Yeah.
But when it comes to exclusives and stuff, what are you playing? I don't want to play fucking Gears of War 4 on like Project Scorpio.
This is these guys trying to tip the needle, you know, like try and get.
Dude, ReCore. Because
it's not about ReCore. Them building. Hold on, just a sec. It's not about them. It's all these third parties. They are already building the games, and they want to be able to say the best possible version is on Scorpio.
Sure.
That's it. And that might be enough.
Do you know how much money it's going to be?
I don't.
Okay,
I was wondering how much. Yeah, what does that mean? That it's so good.
It's most likely going to be $4.99, maybe even $5.99 American.
Yeah.
So Canadian, that's like $1,000. It is. After tax and you get a game and you get something, it's $1,000.
Yeah, you're not wrong. So, well, what if it was a... Okay. Do you... Right away, I'm like, it's got to be a subscription service if it's going to be that much.
Ouch.
Same thing we do with phones.
No fucking way. Buy it. It's a computer. Oh, I'd like a subscription service on my laptop, please. No.
They do that at Future Shop.
Future Shop doesn't exist anymore because they're a fucking retarded company. That's how things work.
TJ, you don't think that's possible?
What's that?
That Scorpio is some subscription plan like phones and other devices. Like you're buying into Microsoft's like cycle. You can upgrade if you want to, but the same games will work on the same machines for a long time.
I think it's not like PlayStation 4 where it's just like, oh, we've got this upgraded thing. It's the same price. We're dropping the price of everything else. They're still going to sell Xbox One S as like the low-end version or regular. And then Scorpio is like the high-end version for people who really want a super powerful one. It's not... and it's just really costly and that's it. And it's like a Steam box.
If they were really able to turn the
and you think that's it?
Game library
it.
Around, they'd be fine.
Weren't they like...
They're not worried about cost.
I didn't watch any of that reveal, but didn't they talk about how like they were like reinvesting in the developer and stuff and like you have people talking about... Oh, there was a video I watched on YouTube. Everyone, they're like, they have a new image that they're trying to show. And that's like that they want to course correct. Back to like the 360 era and shit.
Yeah, of
like
course.
They're talking shit.
We want to go back to when you guys.
So you think that's
like
bullshit
us.
Then? Yeah, you think that's bullshit then?
It's all bullshit marketing bullshit.
You think
it's
real?
Games. It's all about games. They're fucking video game consoles. It's about games.
I don't think so. I think they want to be like. They must want.
Dude, if people want it, hog.
It's
consoles,
just tech.
They'll
it's just
play
tech.
PCs. And now they're gonna charge you the same price as a fucking good PC.
I guess what I'm looking at it in terms of like a tech company and not a games company. Because we're talking about Microsoft. Not fucking...
Yeah, but they made that mistake already, right?
Tried to go tech.
All in one, Xbox One, it does everything for you. And then everyone said, I just want games. And then PlayStation said, we're just doing games. And then they kicked their ass, right?
That's exactly what happened.
I know it was more, it was like DRM and all that.
Microsoft's but... saying, we're just doing games. It's a
no,
box.
No, they're not.
It's a box. It's this much money.
They're not. And that's the problem. They're running into the Nintendo issue. But Nintendo's actually, I mean...
Microsoft's going in the other direction, though. They're going higher end.
Oh, you bastards. They fucking said that.
Well, right, I don't know. Who cares?
Yeah, it's we'll see what happens.
You cut off my Horizon talk. Is she a clone of Elizabeth Sobeck or whatever?
Yeah, she obviously is. She must be.
Like a direct replica, but hundreds of thousands
and
of
I
years,
think,
whatever.
Okay, so...
Some must have been built in
there's
the guy.
Already been generations and generations of humans back. You know, she's born into this. Like, the tribe is... She's an outcast because she came out of this fucking door and people were like, the fuck is that? You know what I mean? Like, they worshipped this door like, the goddess is in there. And then, like... This baby comes out of it. It's you. And then some of the people, some of these elders in the tribe are like, what the fuck? Like, no.
That's how it starts.
Yeah. Yeah. The beginning of the game is
oh,
she's a baby.
Okay.
And then you play her as a child, like learning to hunt and do shit.
Sorry, but when does God of War come out?
I don't know. That's going to be dope too.
Yeah. Right? When does that come out?
I don't know. Probably not this year.
No way.
It has to be.
No.
It has to be.
No. I even put money on it that it doesn't.
Somebody get a phone.
$5. It's not coming out this year.
$5.
I'll look it up.
Yeah.
$5 that God of War is a 2018 game.
Yeah.
It's April.
I'd say September, November next year.
September?
We saw the beginning of the tutorial of the game.
You know, you might be right, and I don't even care if you are. What is this? Okay. yeah, I think it's going to come out this year. I'm not betting you. Where's my Aqua?
I'm not betting ya.
Yeah, fuck that.
Because you seem to know something, Dan.
No, I think you're wrong.
Well, then you should be betting me.
PJ, tell me when it is.
Oh, let me, sorry.
Did you, like, just check something else out?
No, no, no.
I was just checking Chive.
Connecting to your Wi-Fi.
Oh!
I was just looking
close it up. These fucking waters, they explode.
I was going to say, why is your water exploding?
Because it's carbonated.
He's going to have this fucking disgusting water.
It's not disgusting.
PJ, to have one sip of that.
So I hear God of War is coming out March 22nd, 2005.
Different God of War.
I know, this is going to be difficult to look up because...
God of War PS4.
No, yeah, there you go. I don't know.
God of War
PS4.
God of War.
We're funny buddies. Are we having a fire? You got a
yeah, I got tons of wood in my truck.
Fuck yeah, buddy.
TJ, tell me this thing.
Have a fire.
It. It's just not known, I don't think.
This is what we're capping it with.
Nothing is said about it. It's not coming out this year. Unless the shtick at E3 is, and it's out this year.
People do not announce games that do not come out this year at E3 anymore. I promise you that will never happen again.
Oh my God. Last year, E3, PS4, not one of those games is out yet. Not one of those sizzle reel games where everyone was like, they win E3. Not one
what
of them.
What were they,
out.
Though?
God of War.
Spider-Man, yeah.
There
was that other zombie one.
Yeah.
Never came out.
Never, it's not out. That's a fucking...
I got one that came out.
What?
Dogbird.
Oh, sucks.
It's been no, enough. It was, why was it so
It wasn't
much
announced,
money?
Though.
Why was it so much money?
It's still so much money.
That was a big misfire.
If it was $5, I would have bought it.
It still looked great.
It controlled shitty. Camera was bad.
It was two generations old.
Yeah, it was a PS2 game. I can actually say that and it's true. Fucking game was like a PS2 game.
It was PS2.
Imagine this was broken. It'd be so sad.
Alright, let's wrap it up. PJ, what are you spilling now?
We're not wrapping it up.
You don't want to... Okay, I'm down to keep going.
We didn't even talk about Zelda yet.
I got nothing to say.
Yeah, we did for like an hour. Oh, you don't want to use any of that.
We did talk about Zelda.
Oh, fourth wall. We played it for like half an hour to start.
I wasn't even talking to you guys.
Yeah, you were.
I was just playing the game.
You were just talking, yeah.
Oh yeah, I was trying to find the Hylian Shield because I'm like, I'm fucking far, man. I got 19 hearts.
Oh man, you just, if, until you have every shrine,
no,
you
I
have
more.
Nothing. Until you have every shrine, you have nothing, as far as I'm concerned.
Why you say this?
Because what are you going to do? Like, oh, now I got 16. I guess I'll go now.
Yeah.
Or you just go for it. But, like, don't talk to me about hearts. What are we doing here?
I'm saying I've played a lot.
Look at this.
I have all the beasts.
You got all the beasts? And this guy, TJ, when are you finding... Okay. I saw four beasts.
Yeah.
And what? 11, 12 memories?
10.
Is it 10? 4?
How many? I thought it was 12.
I thought it was... Maybe it's 12.
Right here. They're in the album.
12 would fit.
They're the first...
12.
12. So when I saw that, I'm like, okay, 3 memories for every fucking...
Beast.
Did sure. No one else do that?
Yeah.
No.
And then I just started exploring in different directions.
Yeah.
Every time I saw...
I did that really, like, I was like, I'm not going that way, I'm going this way.
Every time I saw a stable, and that guy was like, hey, do you have any pictures to show me? I was like, absolutely, yeah. Like, do you know what this is? Like, I was hyped about it.
I was never. I was saying, oh, yeah, cool. I'll use a guide later. I don't give a fuck about those.
All right, well, that's how I played, and it was really nice.
Yeah, I know. You enjoy it. It's good. I didn't realize until today that the max hearts you can have is 30. So making these fucking fantastic, really crazy recipes to have like extra hearts isn't needed. Just use like single ingredients for full restores.
That's it. Well, now. But at the beginning of the game, when it's like, when it starts amazing, pumping you up, and you're like, oh my God. But I always
save them. I'm like, I'm going to save them for when I need them. And you know what? I'm just a fucking beast in this game, and I don't need them.
Yeah, do I have any food that I need to eat? No.
Okay, so...
I have entire chickens. Have you seen one of these things?
Yeah.
A whole chicken?
I have a whole chicken, okay?
What about a tough meat stuffed pumpkin?
No.
It's only 3 hearts. Fucking piece of shit.
And somebody gave you that as a quest reward for one of your shit ones that you just was like, I better travel the other side of the world.
Oh, that was another thing. These side quests, right? The adventure log. This thing is really cool. And it's not... anything new, but it certainly helps in this game.
Horizon does it better.
Okay, I don't.
You know what? They're actually both very good.
I'm gonna play that too.
No, I'm just fucking with you.
But some of these are pretty cool, and it's really the shrine quests.
How many shrines quests do you have left?
I don't know. It doesn't count them. Like it's limited. it's not the best at anything, but everything works so well together. Okay, are you ready to wrap it up now?
Yeah, I think so. This game sucks. Thanks for listening to me.
All right, peace out.
Bye.
Cocky little freaks.